This is John Johnson, Managing Director of Epsilon Industries. This podcast is entitled Pacing Work for Improved Efficiencies. In an attempt to improve efficiencies, oftentimes the big picture is missed. By big picture, I mean that too often operations or other management personnel and others only look at specific tasks. In the last podcast, I explained how one can identify problematic tasks which impede your operations' overall efficiencies and effectiveness. Looking at specific tasks is necessary and can accomplish certain tasks, but overall you will need to look at your total operations. Individual tasks are somewhat of a misnomer in that the individual tasks are not standalone, but have different interdependencies. And these interdependencies will dictate your operations efficiencies. Operations is a difficult part of our business, and you probably look for assistance in many areas, which besides sheer curiosity is one reason why you are listening to these podcasts provided by the National Provision. Whether you are new to operations or have been around the block a number of times, you probably look for ways to improve your efficiencies. With the challenges that are faced by our industry, now is the time to answer the questions, where will my plant and company be in the next several years from now? You may even ask, where will my company be next month or next year? You may not have the answers, but I'm sure your competition is asking the same questions while they are eyeing your company saying, at least I'm not in their shoes. You can dictate your destiny by improving your efficiencies, and here is another podcast to help you do just that. If you followed the outline in the last podcast, you probably have identified the tasks and jobs that are affecting your plant's efficiencies. And if you have followed the simple outline, you will have a list of those tasks and probably even mapped out the locations and interdependence of those jobs. Looking at the list, or if you haven't yet identified your problem jobs, I'll make it easy for you. The majority of those inefficient jobs will be in the further processing side of the operation. This is not to say that the kill, slaughter, evisceration side of operations is efficient, but one key element of all processing plants on the live side of the wall is that the main chain dictates the speed and efficiency of the operation. Sure, there are the government inspectors controlling the speed of the line, but their function cannot be a linchpin for excuses on running this site efficiently. Some plants do have a strained relationship between operations and FSIS, but it should not and cannot be the reason for running the kill site inefficiently. So whether you are in poultry, beef, pork, or other species, you know that your impact on the kill site of the wall is limited on what can be done for improving efficiencies. We will address specific efficiency improvements on the kill side in a future podcast. Further processing. Yes, this is where most of the attention is spent on improving production, increasing yields, and improving labor efficiencies. And it should be consume most of your time, energy, and capital expenditure, because this is where you spend most of your dollars in labor, packaging materials, and utilities. The further processing side is also where most of your profit is generated. I'm going to plant a seed in your mind regarding on how to improve the efficiencies of your further processing areas. Think about your products never having to be removed or transferred from one line to another. Look at all the transfer points in the further processing areas. It is mind-boggling and inefficient. The time and labor associated with transferring product is waste. No value is added to the product, but it does take time, labor, and energy to make that transfer. Now, we do not live in a magical world where products can automatically move from one operation to the next without some means of transfer. But if we can minimize and eliminate some of the transfer points, then we gain time, speed, and eliminate waste both on labor and yield. What I am describing is simply going from piecework to a pace system. Some of you listening may not know what a pace system is. Those in pork plants probably will, since most of the further processing lines are pace lines. But in beef and poultry or other operations, you may be at a loss right now. A pace system is used in a number of industries where the prime product is either too large or too cumbersome to remove or transfer from a line. For example, any of the large vehicles such as tractors, automobiles, trains are produced in a pace system. Industrial engineering principles will prove that there is a distinct advantage of pace lines for efficiencies in many production environments. Food manufacturing, specifically the meat processing, is a perfect environment for pacing the lines. Just look at the slaughter part of the process. The chicken, hog, cattle, or other species pass in front of the operators, which perform their specific task. So why is this process lost when the product arrives on the other side of the processing area? I feel the reason is the pace lines are lacking in poultry processing, almost void in beef processing, normal standard in pork processing is twofold. First, some processing plants are not aware of the process. Others that may be familiar with the paste process are resistant to change and refuse to try something new. I personally know plant managers who have never seen another species plant or operation. The old axiom is, if you continue to always do what you have done, you will always get the same results. So what advantage does pacing the lines have for your operation? One, improved efficiencies. Two, faster employee training time. Three, ergonomics. Four, improved yields. And five, automation. Labor efficiencies will improve or at least have an opportunity to improve with pacing lines. Some of the most inefficient processing lines I've seen are in beef processing. On the processing side, there are a number of lines where the product is pulled from the line, task performed, meat thrown to another conveyor, and that same piece of meat pushed back onto the line. There are a number of ways to design and pace lines in beef processing, and a detailed method can be further explained if you contact Epsilon Industries. With paced lines, you will be able to design and manage your labor, utilizing tools to maximize the output of production. Labor is wasted when workers have a physical move of the product. These wasted steps lead to inefficiencies and impose more stressors on the workers. Complicated tasks often increases the training time required to bring the new worker up to speed. Therefore, a paced system reduces training time of the employees to master the skills required to do certain tasks. Number two, faster employee training time. When a new hire enters the workforce in meat processing, there is no guarantee that that person will make it through his or her probationary period. We are hiring four people, hoping that one will stick. This is not the way to manage an operation. Will Pacelines design help in hiring of good workers? No. But Pacelines will make the training time shorter and may provide an opportunity to retain more workers. A Paceline provides simple tasks for each employee to perform. The simpler the task, the less time it requires to learn and master that task. Opposite to this is the European method, where the meat industry is still considered a trade and where skill replaces speed and output. Completely deboning a carcass is not the most efficient means in which to process meat by one employee. Some may argue that it may not be highly efficient, but produces better yield and is more ergonomically sound for the workers. I would argue that pace lines are better ergonomically and allow yields to improve work method. Next, ergonomics. When addressing workers in the work environment, tasks are normally or should be studied to evaluate the stressors placed on the worker's body when performing tasks. These tasks can be improved either by mechanical means, automation, or by administrative ones such as job rotations. This is the area where pace systems provide an opportunity to cross-train employees and allow job rotations to improve the overall working. This is a win-win situation where operations will gain production workers who are completely cross-trained and will provide an opportunity for workers to balance different jobs and tasks to their advantage and ease musculoskeletal stressors. Next, improve yields. Can a paceline method actually improve yields? The actual pace system will not instantly improve yields, but it will provide you with a means in which you can manage yields more efficiently. Pulling and pushing products on and off the line will not improve or will transferring products in totes, reworking product, and port transfers, allowing product to fall into the ground. Pacing can improve yields, and we can show you how. Consider the amount of transfers that your plant processing line has. The transfers are not perfect, and there is some loss of product at every point. If you say those losses are small and don't contribute to the overall yield of your system, then this podcast won't help you. But if you recognize that all the yield loss will add up to affect your bottom line, then listen closely. Removing one transfer point will allow you to get production into the tray, bag, or box and make a profit instead of throwing the product onto the rendering system or down the drain. Consider the design of a paste system to eliminate dry cleanup on your floor and improve your yields. Once the product is on the floor, then it is lost productivity and yield. Yields can be traced and managed much easier with a paste system than piecework. As a product is efficiently moving along the processing line, each operation is carefully performed and not in a haphazard way. Each method is performed to add value to the product and not a wasted movement such as moving the product on and off the line or wasted transfers. This step will lead to the beginning of automating your process, which leads into automation. The best benefit that paceline methods provide is laying the groundwork for automation. Remember that there will not be a robot that will perform every task such as deboning a chicken or processing a beef chuck or even deboning a ham. But in order to eventually get to the point of automation or even semi-automation, the process has to be designed in a pace method. Some may argue that we have reached the point of pacing and can't do any more. They will argue and have excuses for not implementing pace lines. First thing beef people will say is grade changes will prevent us from pacing lines. Wrong, and those who say that are wrong. A similar argument was used in the 1980s when pace lines were introduced into the pork industry. A great deal of resistance had to be overcome before the pace method we see today was adopted. In order not only to compete, but to survive, automation systems must evolve in the meat industry. The first step is to lay out the design for a pace system. Then, methodically and logically, introduce automation to improve efficiencies. These steps will be outlined in future podcasts. In conclusion for this podcast, I have made the argument for pace line systems to address efficiencies in your operation. The methods are simple and can provide you benefits without a great deal of risk. For more information, feel free to contact us at www.eps.com.